We offer this office in prayer for our new Pope, Leo XIV. We also invite you to our Rome pilgrimage in November. See the description for a link with details and registration. Now let's pray. O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
The morning light dawns crimson gold. All heaven echoes hymns of praise. The world exulting shouts for joy, and hell with groaning howls in grief. For that most strong and mighty King, by crushing all the powers of death, and trampling hell beneath his feet, has freed the wretched from their chains. Enclosed within a tomb of stone, secured by strong and zealous guard, the victor rises from the grave, in triumph nobly marching forth. Now grief of hell and cries of woe, all pain and sorrow are undone. An angel clothed in light proclaims, the Lord is risen as he said. O Jesus, before mind and heart, our everlasting paschal joy, and gather us reborn by grace to share your triumphs evermore. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be, who shine in victory over death, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night. On the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp, your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes look in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree, and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green. To proclaim that the Lord is just, in him my rock there is no wrong. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Iterum fide povos, alleluia. Et gaudebit cor vestrum. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I will take you away from among the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart, and place a new spirit within you. Taking from your bodies your stony hearts, and giving you natural hearts, I will put my spirit within you, and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. You shall live in the land I gave your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Iterum fide povos, alleluia. Et gaudebit cor vestrum. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens, on the lips of children and of babes. You have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged. What is man that you should keep him in mind? Mortal man that you care for him? Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hands, put all things under his feet. All of them sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. None of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord, and when we die as his servants. Both in life and in death, we are the Lord's. That is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The Lord is risen from the tomb.
Alleluia,
alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Sic nobis et is me, Patrem meum utique coniovis et is, et amato conoscetis eum, et vidistis eum. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Sic nobis et is me, et patrem meum utique coniovis et is, et amato conoscetis eum, et vidistis eum. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ has made known to us the life that lasts forever. With faith and joy let us cry out to him, saying, Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace. Eternal Shepherd, look on your flock as it rises from sleep. Feed us with the word of life and the bread from heaven. Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace. Keep us safe from wolf and hireling, and make us faithful in listening to your voice. Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace. You are present to all who preach your gospel and give power to their words. Make us today preachers of your resurrection by our holiness of life. Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace. Be our great joy that no one can take from us, so that we may reject sin with its sadness and reach out to eternal life. Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, who in the celebration of Easter graciously give to the world the healing of heavenly remedies, show benevolence to your church, that our present observance may benefit us for eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. November 16th to 24th, we'll be going to Rome for our first ever Sing the Hours pilgrimage. Teaming up with Verso Ministries, we have mapped out 8 days of beautiful liturgies in the most beautiful churches in the world. Join us in Rome for the prayer, for the sights, for the chant, for our new Pope Leo XIV, and of course, for the pasta. Check the link in the description for more information and to register today. God bless.